Bomber, BWA, mobile.
Virginia, what you up to, Steve?
Insurance. I'm so insurance poor. I just got through paying my insurance on all my vehicles except my classic cars.
It's probably better that you pay the insurance than have to pay for the damages by yourself if something happens to it.
Yeah, I reckon. But I tell you, $3,300 is a mite steep.
Probably buy a good used car for that.
Well, so what else is going on with you today, bud? You having fun?
Well, I had a fellow over to fix a post on the front porch. I had him do a few other things around here. Getting ready. Think about putting the house on the market.
Oh, that means that you gotta live clean, clean, clean while it's on the market. No messes. No dirty towels left on the floor. All kinds of good stuff. Man, oh man. Well, hopefully it'll move pretty quick for you. You won't have to go through a big deal over it. But it is a seller's market right now.
Been through this before, and it wasn't particularly fun, and I doubt seriously it's going to be very much fun this time, but hey, it is what it is.
And then you get to go through the circus that the realtors put you through, and tell you a little story. I put my house on the market with a certain real estate outfit. Guy out of Texas came in, bought the house, paid cash. Next thing you know, we're trying to do the contract. And between the two realtors, they decided, oh, I needed to buy them a home warranty. And I needed to do this and pay for that. Come to find out that they got commission on all these little insurance policies and all this crap they were trying to force me to buy. And they were both working for the same real estate company. And they found out right quick, like, hey, this is the price. This is the house. You're buying it as is. You want it, come and pay. You pay your own closing costs. I'll pay for my document fees. And you guys, take it away.
I've been in situations like that before. It's like, no, not going to happen.
Buyer is getting hinky. Buyer was still in Texas. Hey, they didn't even know anything about it. I said, well, you know, okay, that's fine. Then tear up the contract. It's fine with me.
Yeah, we were trying to sell the house and I forget which house it was, but anyway, we were trying to sell the house. And the guy wanted this and that and the other and whatnot. And he had come down from Jersey someplace, I think. And he had, like, no equity in his place up there. And he only had, you know, a certain amount of money. That was all he had. And he couldn't get loans anymore. And he offered us way low below what market value was. I said, sorry, ain't gonna happen. And then the house didn't sell for another, you know, 3-4 years.
Oh. Well, you know, but that's better than taking a big hit on it.
Rented it out for those 3-4 years. You know, at least made enough money to pay the mortgage on it. But when I finally wound up selling, the market had gone back down, and I wound up selling it for just a little bit more than what he offered me for, you know, 4 years ago. So, live and learn.
Yeah, sometimes it's a crapshoot. But right now, with the economy so good, you're in the driver's seat. It is definitely a seller's market.
It sold before the coronavirus turns the economy sour.
According to the news networks, it
it's already too late. We're all going to die of the coronavirus. It's going to be here next month, and it's going to wipe us all out. And oh.
The fatality rate's only about 2-3%, which is, you know, high for a virus. But the flu has killed more people than the coronavirus has in this country, anyway. And it's probably more deadly. It's just that this one is so contagious that it's, spreading pretty quick.
Well, so far, we've got 53 cases here, no deaths, and, I mean, they're acting like, well, even the markets are panicking, you know, a lot of us. Well, but you know what? That has to do more, the market panicking has more to do with the supply chain interruptions. Because, you know, about 80% of our drugs are manufactured in China now.
80% of everything we have is manufactured in China now. So, yeah, that's why the markets are going squirrely.
Stabilize and get all ironed out once they figure that the world's not going to come to an end. But a lot of that is where a lot of these guys are dumping out. And they're not panicking. They're just dumping out so that they can drive the market down. When it bottoms out, they're going to buy back in and make all that much money back again.
You know, that's the general market strategy. I think it was Will Rogers said the success of the stock market is when the price goes up, buy it back down when it was low.
Yep. Well, these people keep calling me and saying, oh, we got a stock opportunity for you. You know, these marketers, we've got a hot stock for you. You got to get into this. I said, buddy, I get better odds in Vegas. See ya.
If you're playing the markets on a daily basis, odds are good. You're going to, you know, lose. But, yeah, that's crapshoot. If you're going to play the market, you got to get into it for the long term. And look at the long term things. I mean, you can't do it on a daily basis and be successful at it all the time.
Well, not unless you got insider hints like Hillary had.
For laws against that sort of thing.
Not for Hillary.
For her too, but it's just, you gotta get caught at it.
Couldn't say anything like that. It's just a sore spot with me when certain types of individuals in positions of leadership or authority can get away with that crap.
Going on since positions of leadership and authority were invented, so.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Man, it don't matter which party either. Man, I tell you what. Well, we'll change subjects off of that. That just lights me up for some reason. I just, politician is a four-letter word.
So otherwise, how are things?
I don't have any new dents in my head, so I guess my wife thinks I've been behaving.
Hasn't run across all the evidence yet.
Shh, don't let it out. Hey, I told you about the old lady at church, didn't I? She's a sweet, sweet old lady. She comes walking up to me and says, "You must been behaving here lately. I don't see any new dents in your head," because I told her that, and comes up and teases me a little bit. "You must been behaving." I said, "What?" And I'm not going to say her name. I said, "But, well, Mrs. Such and Such, I got my wife trained now." She goes, "What?" I said, "Yeah, she don't bruise me where it shows."
Right. That's the put a bar of soap in the sock and beat you with it so it doesn't leave bruises.
This is all right. You just don't see them.
Well, if you hit you in the head, do less damage that way anyway, right?
She quit buying sticks. Hammers, hammer handles and axe handles and stuff like that. She was hitting me over the head with them. I'm just breaking them, hard-headed. But, it's fun.
Well, so are you still doing the training on the net stuff, or are you pretty much? Is there a certification, or what all do you got to do there, bud? I mean, they've already turned you loose once, so I'm imagining that you've already passed all the requirements.
Requirements are pretty lax. Basically, you've got to have a pulse and a ham radio license, and half a brain, and that's about it.
Then you're just overqualified then. So they just have a set of guidelines that you adhere to.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the training was to get familiar with the software that makes it easier, you know, logging people in and out and that kind of thing. And other than that, you know, and the little preamble that they do each time they come on, and logging everybody up and keeping track of who's who and who's what, and you know, it's really not that hard. It's just that they're, you know, running out of people to do it, and which is why you keep hearing the same people over and over again. But yeah, you too can be a net controller.
I have too many irons and too many fires right now to even consider adding additional irons to the fire. And it's going to be probably June or July before I can get things stabilized enough to where I can come up for air.
Have to do it, you know, every night, or even, you know, every particular night of the week or whatnot. They've got different levels of involvement based on your schedule. You could do it, you know, once a month or whatever, if you wanted to. I'm sure Dave would be more than happy to, you know, tell you about it.
Well, but see, here's the thing. For me to be satisfied with myself, I'd have to get in there and learn it, study it, and do it on a regular basis, to where I would feel like I was accomplishing anything and being proficient. That's just, you know, the way I do things. And right now, I've got my daughter's wedding. I've got my extra license class going, and man, let me tell you what, that extra license, I finally went up to our instructor and I said, look, some of this math and some of this theoretical stuff, this has got to be above a BS degree. He says, well, yeah, it's right between a master's and a PhD. I said, okay, well, that makes me feel a little bit better that I'm not that stupid. But anyhow, it's quite involved, and I'm studying real hard to be able to get my extra. And a few other little things going on, too, that we won't go into, but it's pretty much taken up all my time. So I don't like to get into things that I can only do, you know, 75% proficiency. It just bothers me when somebody does things halfway.
Well, some evening when you have got a minute, come over here during that time, and you can watch me, you know, how I keep up with it and how I do it. Not necessarily run the net, but I practice on whenever the net's going and I'm on. I'm practicing on logging people in and keeping up with it, and you can watch me and see how relatively easy it is to do.
Huh. Now, that would be fun. I can't do it this weekend. My nephew's coming up from Georgia with his fiance. And when are you calling the net again? When did you say, the 16th?
16th of March.
What's the possibility of me coming over and just watching you very quietly, out of the way, in the background?
Well, I'll make sure the fridge is stocked.
That's a prerequisite that I know that you're prepared for. Yes, sirree. I might just do that, John. That'd be fun. And you wouldn't mind? I wouldn't distract?
stupid dog barking in the background at something that's probably not there. No, you'd be fine.
Promise not to bark in the background.
Come over before then and just, you know, watch me while I practice, and I can show you what I'm doing and be able to talk to you and not have to worry about the net, too, if you want to. I'm batching it right now anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, I'd have to clear that with Sue now because, you know, she's not going to let me come out hanging out with a fellow that doesn't have any supervision.
And all the cats are here, so, yeah, I'm supervised.
What's the dog's name?
Ellie. Echo Lima.
I'll tell Sue that we have supervision, and her name is Ellie. Lost you. I'm in a shadow. You there?
I'm here. I'll copy now.
Okay, yeah, I'm in a shadow. The signal went way down.
Like I said, just, you know, come on over a little bit before 9, and I'll set it up and have it ready and sit here and watch me while I keep up with it.
Sounds like a winner, bud. I can't do it this Friday night, but I'll probably do it the next Friday night. So, remind me. We'll get together. We'll do that. Roger?
Roger that. Anytime, just let me know. And make sure there's enough beer in the fridge.
There you go. All right, bud. Well, listen, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm about to pull up down here at my building. I got to do a little bit of checking on my building down here. And I'll say 73s. You behave yourself. This is KN4 VWA. Clear after your final.
Well, try to stay out of trouble. KN4 RJN, I'm clear.